Okay, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'm glad to be back here at BSOP.
我很高兴能够回到飞盛。
And as I was reflecting on my time here, I am so blessed to be back.
当我回想过去我在飞盛的时间，今天又回来，我的心充满快乐。
Today we will be looking at Nehemiah chapter 4.Verse 15 to 23.
今早上我们要看尼希米记第四章，十五节到二十三节。
Because this is our passage in UECP.
因为这个也是我们中华这个周我所要讲的经文。
And actually, this chapter 4, verse 1 to 14 was preached by Reverend Anthony Howe a few weeks ago in UECP.
几周前，我们的刘宝成牧师也在中华已经讲了第四章的前一部分。
And I just remembered Nehemiah is also the book that is mastered by Reverend Dr. Joseph Shaw.
另外一方面，我也记得这个尼希米记我们的院长呢是最拿手的。
But there is no pressure for me.
但是对我来说也没有太大的压力。
Because I have already graduated.
因为我已经毕业了。
And I got my diploma.
我已经拿到我的毕业证书了。
So once it is given, it cannot be taken back.
所以拿到的就不能够再多回。
So before I go to the message, I'll just introduce my family.
我们还没开始讲到的时候，我先介绍我的家庭。
I entered BSOP 2002.
我在2002年的时候来到飞盛。
And in 2003, we had my first child. He was born. He was raised here in BSOP, the eldest one.
我们的老大是在2003年出生的，他是在飞盛长大的。
And of course, I used to play basketball with Daniel.
当然以前他还是你。
Daniel Yam, yeah.
Daniel 跟他有这个打篮球。
We used to play basketball together. So this is my family. I have 4 boys. And one wife.
我有一个太太，有四个男孩子。
Because having more than one wife, we cannot survive.
多一个太太呢，实在是活不下去啊。
We will go crazy.
我们会疯了。Okay.
You see, Reverend Anthony and Professor Dennis are laughing, no?
我们这边的老师他们也都同意啊，他们笑了。
So. You know, there's a story that once said that the devil was about to close shop.
有一个故事就是讲到这个撒旦呢，他快要关门了。
And he was selling all his tools.
他就把他所有的工具都要卖掉。
He had many tools like deceit, malice.Jealousy and pride.
所以呢，比如说他有这个骄傲的工具或者是欺骗还有这些不同的工具。
But the highest tool that he was selling was discouragement.
但是呢，他要卖的这个工具里面呢，最贵的呢，也就是这个灰心。
And do you know why discouragement was the highest tool that he was selling?
为什么我们说他的这些工具里面？最贵的这个工具就是灰心呢
，because he knew when he could be able to discourage, you know, a person, he could do anything with that person.
因为他知道，他如果叫一个人失望，他对这个人呢，什么都能做得到。
And I don't know about you, but in seminary, we easily also get discouraged.
我不知道你如何，但是我们在神学院里面。很多时候可能也常常会灰心
，because of the many papers，
也许是因为老师给太多的作业
，many readings，
还要看很多的书
，and the many rules，
还有很多的规矩
，but the Bible says， let not your hearts be troubled， believe in God， believe also in me。
但是圣经耶稣有这样一句话，不要心里担忧，你们相信神也要相信我。
So when we are discouraged, let us go back to the word of God and believe in the promises of God.
所以当我们灰心的时候，我们必须回到神的话语，相信神的应许。
In my seminary life,
我在神学院的时候
I also got very discouraged.
有些时候我也是很灰心。
That was in year 2003.
这是在2003年的时候。
I wanted to quit seminary.
那个时候我很想这个打退出岗，退堂鼓。
That was the time when my first baby came out.
那个也是我生老大的时候。
Then I had a lot of assignments.
然后又有很多的功课。
Then my dad got very sick.
那个时候我的父亲又病重。
My dad lived in the U.S. and he was flown back to the Philippines. And my mom said, "Ikaw na magbantay."
所以我的父亲从美国被运送回来，然后呢，妈妈就把他交给我，你来照顾他吧。
And that was really the, you know, the boiling point for me.
所以那个时候对我来说，这个就是我来到一个极点。
But I went back to the promise of God, went back to my calling.And I persevered.
所以呢，我就回到神的话语，也回到上帝原来给我的这个恩召，这样呢，我就得胜了。
And I praise God, my dad is now okay.
所以我感谢神，我的父亲现在身体状况很好。
And he lives now with me.
他也跟我一起住。
And you know, my dad had bipolar disorder.
我的父亲呢有这个 bipolar 的问题。
And that was really something very hard to deal with.
有些时候跟他相处确实是很难。
But now, if you look at my dad, he's like a normal person.
但是现在你看他，他很正常。
So I know what you're feeling here. So if you're discouraged, don't quit.
所以你现在如果你觉得灰心，但是不要放弃。
In verse 15, it says, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15, it says.When our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had frustrated their plan, we all returned to the wall, each to his work.
这篇十五节说，仇敌听见我们知道他们的心意，见神也破坏他们的计谋，我们就都回到城墙那里，各做各的工。
The enemies of Nehemiah had, you know, an evil plan.
尼希米他的一些敌人有一些很恶毒的一些计划。
But the point here is, God is still in control.
但是呢，我们看到的是上帝他仍然掌权。
And God had another plan.
上帝有更好的这个计划。
So that is why the plan of the enemies of Nehemiah did not come through.
所以呢，这些敌人他们的计划就不能够完成。
But as seminary students, we must always.Be on guard.
但是我们作为神学生，我们也都是要时时刻刻警醒。
Because there are many temptations that come our way as seminary students.
因为我们作为神学生，在我们这个经过的当中，会有很多的试探。
In verse 16, we could see that Nehemiah also had a plan.
在十六节，我们也看到尼希米他有一个计划。
So, of course, the first part, God's plan will always.You know, prevail.
当然我们常常说神的计划一定会成就。
But of course, we also have to do our part.
但是另外一方面呢，我们也有我们的责任。
And we could see in verse 16 that he had everyone working at the same time, you know, being prepared to fight if needed.
所以这边尼希米的这个计划，也就是这些人一边工作，但是一边呢也要准备作战。
Then in verse 17, it says.Those who carried burdens were loaded in such a way that each labored on the work with one hand and held his weapon with the other.
所以十七节说，修造城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
It's like, you know, when I was studying here, I was always ready.
就像我在读神学的时候，我也是时时准备好。
We go to class ready.
我们来到班上上课的时候，心里各方面也都准备好。
A Bible in one hand.
有在手里面有一手里面有一本圣经。
And a juice on the other hand.
另外一个手是一杯的这个果汁。
Because it's a 3R class.
因为每一 课都是三个小时。
And we had to be ready.
所以我们呢都要准备好。
Thou shalt not sleep.
因为我们的命令，你不可打瞌睡，不可睡觉。
In ministry, we have to be ready.
我们在服事当中也是要时时准备好。
Everyone has a role to play.
每个人呢都有他应该扮演的角色。
In verse 18, it says, "And each of the builders had his sword strapped at his side while he built. And the man who sounded the trumpet was beside me."
所以十八节也说，修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。
Everyone has a role to play.
每个人都有自己的角色。
So this passage reminds me that of one truth is in rebuilding.Everyone must know their role.
所以这边呢提醒我们第一个点，我们在这个重建的工程的当中，我们每个人都有自己的角色。
And as an application for that,
作为一个应用
，I would like to ask all of you to think about what is my role today as a BSOP student.
我要大家都来思想，今天作为飞升的神学生，我的角色是什么呢
？What is my role today?As I serve the Lord in a church.
今天我在教会里面服事，我的角色是什么呢
？As I have served the Lord for 13 years, I realize one of my main roles is to really equip our members to serve the Lord.
我在这个侍奉13年的当中。后面我发现我的一个角色就是要装备我们的信徒，他们也可以去服事。
In the past, I used to think, you have to keep on working and being busy. But then I realized, working alone doesn't really, go far. You have to work together so the ministry could go farther.
过去我一直就是忙着工作，忙着服事。后面呢，我发现，除了说忙着去工作之外，我们每个人呢都要一起来服事。
So the value of unity is needed as we live in BSOP together.
所以今天包括我们住在飞圣这个大家庭里面，我们要有合一的心。
Then in verse 19, Nehemiah gives encouraging words to his people.
在十九节，尼希米也对他的百姓讲了鼓励的话。
When we are studying, when we are in a semester.Do you get tired?
我们在这里读神学，有些时候经过一个学季，你会感觉到疲倦吗
？Who among you are very tired?
在这里谁非常疲倦的
？Anyone?
有吗？有没有非常疲倦的可以举手
？No one.
没有，感谢主。
So the teachers can give you more assignment.
这样的话，老师。可以给你们更多的功课。
Some of them woke up. No, no, no.
现在呢，说了这句话啊，有的人就醒过来了。
But when I was also in BSOP, one thing that I really loved was the faculty were always encouraging.
I always doubt.
They were always encouraging me.
我在飞升的时候，我发现我们的老师，他们每一次都是鼓励我们。
They would say.You can do it.
他们都是说你可以做得到。
And I will tell them, can you do it for me?
我就问他们，你可以帮我做吗？
And I was saying, can you help me?
你可以帮助我吗？
Can you lessen the assignments?
你可以减少一下一点我们的功课吗？
Yeah. But some professors would have naawa.
我们的老师有的比较怜悯。
They would show compassion.
他们会施恩。给我们
They will lessen the readings by one page.
他们就减少阅读的一页。
Nehemiah said to his people, "The work is great and widely spread, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another."
所以这边尼希米又说，这个工作很广，然后我们的这个位置好像很远。
Then in verse 20 it says, "In the place." Where you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us.
二十节他说：“你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去。 我们的神必为我们征战。
Nehemiah gave his encouraging words because he knew that his people were very tired already.
尼希米知道这些他的百姓，他们工作的非常的辛苦，很累了。
They were spread too thin.
他们可以说做了太多的事情。
But Nehemiah had a plan.
但是尼希米有一个计划。
He said, "If you hear the trumpet, you gather to the sound, and we will defend our wall."
所以如果你听到这个脚声的时候，我们就聚集在一起。
And of course, Nehemiah put all his hope in God.
当然，尼希米是把所有的这个希望是放在神的手中。
And when I read this word, "Our God will fight for us," I remember the story of David and Goliath.
当我读到神必为我们征战，我立刻会想起大卫跟哥利亚的这个对抗。
It's the same kind of faith.
也是那种的信心。
No matter what the odds are, our God will fight for us.
无论我们的这个环境各方面多么艰难，我们的神还是会为我们征战。
And of course, I'd like to encourage all the students and all the teachers.
当然，我也愿意鼓励所有的同学跟老师。
Continue to rebuild our school.
我们要继续来重建或者改建我们的学院。
Continue to rebuild your life.
我们自己个人，我们的生命也要重建。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Okay, don't give up.
不要放弃。
And if you feel like giving up,
如果你感觉要放弃的话，
remember that our God will fight for us.
你要记得我们的神是会为我们征战。
And this passage reminds, you know, us that in rebuilding, everyone needs encouragement.
所以这边我们看到，从这个经文的当中看到，我们每个人都需要得到鼓励。
So I'd like to remind everyone here, think before you speak.
所以我们每一次我们要先想，然后说。
I always remember this saying someone told me, you know, Sabina, our words.Have the power to bring people up and to tear them down.
有时候有人会告诉我说，我们所说的话，很可能呢可以把一个人毁了。
And this is so true. As a pastor, I'm in the youth ministry.
我作为一个牧师，我是在这个青年人的当中服事。
And in my first few years, sometimes I was not.Careful with my words.
在我开始服侍的前两年，有些时候我说话不太小心。
I like to joke.
一方面我喜欢开玩笑。
And sometimes the joke is not funny.
但是有些时候那个玩笑本身就不好笑了。
And because of those jokes, I have hurt some young people.
也因为这个开玩笑呢，所以有时候就伤了一些年轻人的心。
And though you may apologize, you may say sorry.
虽然你可以向他道歉，说对不起。
The hurt has been done.
但是这个伤已经造成了。
And I will have to live with that.
所以呢，我就要带着这个一生。
And all of us here, once we become a pastor, people will look up to you.
所以我们也记得，将来我们做牧者，人也是向我们看起。
Therefore, we have to be.Careful with our words.
所以呢，我们讲话就要非常的小心。
And there's a saying that goes, "Open your mouth only if what you are going to say is more beautiful than silence."
有一句话说，你张口的时候呢，只在什么样的情况下呢？也就是，说比你不讲话会更美。
In short, if you don't have anything to say.If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it.
简单来说，也就是说，你没有什么好话可以讲的话，那就不要说了，就静默。
So that is why I apply this at home.
所以在家里我也用了这个原则。
My wife says a lot of things. My wife says a lot of things to me.
Says a lot of things. Okay.
To me.
我的太太对我说很多事情。
I say nothing.
我就是一句话也没讲。
I say I surrender.
我只有说我完全的降服。
kidding aside, my wife, when she comes into the room and I know she's gonna get angry, before she comes in, I raise my hand. I surrender.
所以呢，我的太太还没有进到房间的时候，我知道她生气的时候，我已经先举手投降了。
Okay, but you know, because sometimes when a person is angry, you cannot really converse with the person.
因为有些时候人在这个怒气的当中，就很难跟他沟通的。
And that's why Shenzi said, "Oh, your wife is not here with you today." You asked.
刚才这个老师问我说，哎，你太太今天没有来吗
？Shenzi, now you know why I don't bring my wife.
现在我老师知道为什么他没有带太太来。
You cannot say this when your wife is here.
但是呢，我太太在的时候，我就不敢讲这句话了。
Now, kidding aside, she will know.
当然呢，这只是开玩笑。
So in application, I'd like to encourage all of you. Who are the people around me who need encouragement today?
所以作为一个应用，我们也想一下，在我的周边有哪些人需要鼓励的呢？
So I would like to encourage you to think of 5 people who you can encourage today.
所以今天我希望你想有想五个人的名字，他们需要你的鼓励。
Maybe your professor.
包括你的老师。
Being a professor is hard.
作为一个老师也是不容易的。
Next, in verse 21 to 22, Nehemiah had all his people doing double duty.
我们从20-21节也看到那个尼希米他的这些百姓呢，他们都可以说是做两份的工作。
In the morning, they were building.
所以在早上，他们在重建这个城墙。
In the evening, they were guards.
但是在晚上呢，他们就要做这个守卫的人。
Do you want that to be applied here in BSOP?
你希望你在 BSOP 的时候也是这样吗？有双份的工作。
In the morning, you study.
早上读书。
In the evening, you are all security guards.
晚上你们都好像那个门卫一样，要看守。
No one will come in BSOP anymore.
如果是这样的话，也许我们就没有神学生了。
But you imagine the hard work that these people put in.
那这边呢，其实让我们可以去想象，当时他们是非常的劳苦。
But sometimes we like to complain.
但是劳苦当中，有些时候我们会埋怨。
I've been serving in UECP in 13 years.
所以在我在中华服侍13年的当中
，as much as possible, I don't like to complain.
我尽量不发怨言
，because I felt that if God calls you, even if the load is heavy, you will really enjoy doing it.
如果是上帝呼召你，就算这个工作量很重很大，但是呢，你会有喜乐，因为是上帝给你的。
So as future servants of the Lord, let's not complain when you go to the ministry.
所以呢，我们现在准备将来要做传道人的。我们现在也学习不埋怨
，But we will have to find our purpose.
但是我们每个人要知道自己的目标
，Because if you're not doing something you like, then it becomes a burden.
有些时候一些工作你不喜欢的话，那就成为一种重担。
And in verse 23 it says, "So neither I nor my brothers nor my servants nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us." Took off our clothes, each kept his weapon at his right hand.
23节，这样我和弟兄仆人，并跟从我的护兵，都不脱衣服，出去打水，也带兵器。
So maybe for 52 days, they did not change clothes.
所以他们大概有15天的时间都没有换衣服。
Can we apply that in BSOP?
在飞圣可以这样吗
？52 days, do not change your clothes.
不是15天哈，是52天，都不换衣服。
Do you see the sacrifice that they put in?
所以这边我们所看到的是他们的付出。
It's hard work.
是劳苦。
But if you are doing it for the Lord,
但是如果你是为主做的话
，then it's worth it.
那么这是值得的。
Always remember your calling.
所以一直呢，要记得神对你的呼召。
Do not get discouraged.
不要灰心。
By your teachers.
不要被你的这个老师给你的功课而灰心。
You know, because our teachers are training us.
因为我们的老师是在训练我们。
So that once we go out, we are ready.
好，叫我们一出去的时候，我们已经准备好了。
In UECP, we are now renovating our main sanctuary.
目前这个中华基督教会在装修这个主堂。
It will cost around 50 million and higher.
要可能需要花费5000万菲币。
So everyone's, wow, why so big, you know? Why is the amount so big?
所以很多人都说，哇，怎么要花这么多的钱？
And in the board, we are asked to sacrifice.
所以在这个所谓执事会里面，每个成员都被要求要付出。
All of us are asked to set the example to sacrifice.
所以我们每个人呢，都要成为一个榜样，也就是一个付出或者奉献的榜样。
So some sacrifice their money.
所以有的人是付出他们的金钱。
Some sacrifice their time.
有的人是付出他们的时间。
You know, some sacrifice by serving, by planning the whole thing of the whole renovation.
有的人他们的付出也就是为这个装修来计划。
I'd like to ask us here today, what is the Lord laying upon my heart to sacrifice as we rebuild BSOP together?
今天我们也一同来思想，当我们大家一起来重建飞升的时候，上帝希望我们付出什么呢？或者要奉献什么？
Has studying here become a burden to you?
今天我们在这里读书的时候，是否已经成为一种的担子呢？重担？
So three principles we learned today.
所以今天我们学习了三个原则。
In rebuilding, everyone must know their role.
在这个重建的工作上，每个人都要知道自己的角色。
Everyone needs encouragement.
每个人也都需要鼓励。
And everyone needs to sacrifice so that we will grow stronger and better.
我们每个人也都要参与，要奉献。我们就可以继续的成长的更好。
And this is also something I hope you could bring back to China or to your church one day.
我也希望有一天你回到自己的国家，回到自己的教会，你也带回去这三个原则。
In rebuilding, we must trust God.
所以在我们
and work hard together.
重建的工程当中，我们要信靠神，大家一起合一来做。
We must trust God because God, you know, will fight for us.
我们要信靠神，因为是神为我们征战。
There will always be opposition.
每个事情上面都会遇到一些的攻击。
But if it is God's plan, then nothing can stop it.
但是如果我们所做的是神的计划，那没有什么事情呢可以让它停止的。
So I would like to end with.Why is rebuilding hard?
所以结束的时候，我们再想一下，为什么说重建是难的呢？
Because there are many discouragers and few encouragers.
There are many
discouragers.
因为在人的当中，可能很多人是让人失望，而那些鼓励人的是很少。
So may we learn to encourage each other and not discourage one another.
所以我们要学习的是要能够彼此的鼓励。而不是说让人灰心。
Rebuilding is hard because sometimes we don't know what our role is.
这个重建的工作有时候难，因为我们不知道我们自己的角色是什么。
What is your role as a student here?
所以今天我们作为学生，我们的角色是什么呢？
What is your mission in life?
你的人生的这个使命是什么呢？
No one wants to sacrifice.
一般情况下人都不喜欢这个付出或者奉献。
Everyone wants the benefits, but no one wants to sacrifice.
一般人的状况就是希望得到那个好处，而不是付出。
You look at our society today. Everyone wants to have a comfortable life.
我们看我们的社会，每个人都希望有一个舒适的一个生活。
But a lot of us don't want to do anything.
但是很多人却不愿意做一点事。
We want the government to feed us.
甚至我们希望政府会供应我们。
Rebuilding is hard when God is not in the picture.
我们重建的工程会很难，如果神不在其中。
But if it is God's will, then nothing can stop it.
但是如果是神的计划，是神的心意，那没有任何的事情会让它停止。
So, to all the students here today,
所以今天对各位的神学生来说
，I hope that you would continue to persevere.
我希望我们大家也能够持守到底。
Do not get discouraged.
不要灰心。
Go back to the promises of God.
我们要回到上帝给我们的应许。
Because your God and our God will fight for us.
因为你的神、我的神、我们的神，他会为我们征战。
And let's learn to encourage each other, whether we are China students, local students, or other foreign national.
所以今天我们无论是中国的学生、是本地的学生，还是其他国家的学生。我们都一起来学习如何彼此的勉励。
I'd like to end, you know, when I studied here, I entered BSOP, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was the only local student that time.
我回想一下，那个时候我来到飞盛的时候，我应该是那一年唯一的本地生。
For my batch, for my batch.
就是那一年的本地新生。
But you know, the people who were closest to me were China students.
但是呢，跟我最接近，也可以说最亲密的，也就是中国的同学。
I don't speak Mandarin actually.
那个时候我真的是不会讲普通话。
But I remember three Chinese names.
但是我会记得三个中国的名字。
光明。
光明呀。
李瑞。
李瑞。
And 林东。
林东呀。
And those three.Became my good friends.
所以他们呢，三位呢就成为我的好朋友。
And we do sign language.
我们就是打手势。
Okay. They would say, "Nature noodles."
所以呢，会用这个手势呢来问我你要不要吃面条
？And I had fun with them.
所以我跟他们在一起也可以说很有趣。
They cook noodles differently.
他们煮或者做面是不同的方式。
They get their bowls underneath their tables.
他们把这个碗放在这个桌子下面。
They don't wash it.
他们没有洗。
And they get the oil from the refrigerator. After they cook, they put the oil in the wrap, then they bring it out.
然后呢，他们做饭用的这个油用完了又放回到冰箱。
And everything's oily.
他们说煮的东西也都是非常的油腻。
But I eat with them.
但是我还是跟他们一起吃。
You know, they encourage me.
他们鼓励我。
And I encourage them.
我也鼓励他们。
Yeah, sometimes they want to go out when we cannot go out.
有时候不应该出去的时候他们想出去。
They say, you have car.
但他说你有车。
Let's go out.
我们一起出去。
I said, we cannot.
我会说我们不可以。
They said, we can.
但他们说我们可以。
You know, and I'm so blessed because I enjoyed those times with them. And those were the fun times that I remembered here.
但是我也可以说非常喜乐，因为也是那些时候，我跟他们在一起是非常有乐趣的。
So let not the language be a barrier for us to encourage each other.
所以呢，希望这个我们的文化跟这个语言的差距不会成为我们不可以彼此的鼓励的原因。
Because it's the same thing when we go back to ministry.
我们回到这个服事的工厂的时候也是一样的。
We must first care for them.
我们要主动首先去关心别人。
Before we teach them.
在教导他们之前要先关心他们。
May the Lord bless all of you.
但愿神赐福给每一个人。